the number one toxic ingredient that I would ban right now. Go grab a pen, write it down. I'm Dr. Pasha, functional urologist and surgeon, here to challenge the status quo.
Ready, Max?
I'm referring to paraquat, a legal poison that is spread all across America and into our food. It's a highly toxic herbicide that kills weeds, but kills us fast. Despite being banned in over 70 countries, including China, paraquat is still widely used in American agriculture. A staggering amount of up to 8 to 10 million pounds of paraquat are spread or used across our farmland. The biggest offenders include soybean, corn, peanuts, grapes, pistachios, and even cotton that make our clothes. Guys, what actually disgusts me is that just this week, Section 453, it's a bill passed with no public vote. This bill shields companies like Syngenta, the maker of paraquat, and companies like that from the consequences of poisoning Americans. And the EPA approves it, yet our body rejects it. How so? Let me tell you. How deadly is this stuff? One sip can kill you, and there is no antidote. Paraquat actually causes multi-organ failure, such as lung, liver, kidney, and even heart. Number two, pulmonary fibrosis. Paraquat actually accumulates in your lungs and over time can cause scarring, which could lead to respiratory failure down the road. And number three, Parkinson's disease. Exposure can increase your risk of acquiring Parkinson's disease by up to 6 times. Not to mention it has been associated with higher farmer mortality, DNA cellular death, and reproductive problems. There is 6,354 and counting lawsuits as of July 2025 with the maker Syngenta in settlement talks as we speak. Bottom line, paraquat is not just a weed killer. It's a neurotoxic, lung scarring, DNA mutant chemical that is sprayed all over our food. It's banned globally, but not here in the USA. What can we do right now? Number one, you can share this information with all your loved ones. Number two, buy local. Know your farmer. Ask your farmers, do they use herbicides such as paraquat or any other herbicides? And if that's not possible, buy regenerative and or organic. And finally, we must really avoid ultra-processed foods with conventional ingredients. And to see the foods most heavily sprayed by paraquat and other offenders, see the caption below. Guys, we must vote with our wallets. And when we do, I assure you that they will listen. Healthy choices, stronger you. Until next time.